What is bursitis?
Bursitis is a painful swelling of a small sac of fluid called a bursa. Bursae, which is the plural of bursa, cushion and lubricate areas where tendons, ligaments, skin, muscles, or bones rub against each other. People who repeat the same movement over and over, or who put continued pressure on a joint in their jobs, sports, or daily activities, have a greater chance of getting it.
What causes bursitis?
Bursitis is caused by overuse and repeated movements, long periods of pressure on an area, aging, which can cause the bursa to break down over time, or a sudden injury. Bursitis can also be caused by other problems, such as arthritis or infection, called septic bursitis.
What are the symptoms?
Bursitis usually causes a dull pain, tenderness, and stiffness near the affected bursa. The bursa may swell and make the skin around it appear red and warm to the touch. Bursitis is most common in the shoulder, elbow, hip, and knee. Bursitis may also occur near the Achilles tendon or in the foot. Symptoms of bursitis may be similar to those of tendon problems because both occur in the tissues in and around the joints.
How is bursitis diagnosed?
Your doctor will check for bursitis by asking questions about your past health and recent activities and by examining the sore area. If bursitis continues or gets worse even after treatment, your doctor may draw fluid from the bursa through a needle. This procedure is called aspiration. The fluid would then be tested for infection.
How is bursitis treated?
Home treatment is often enough to reduce pain and let the bursa heal. It usually includes resting the joint, applying ice, and taking pain medicine, such as acetaminophen or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Gentle exercises and stretching can help prevent stiffness. Your doctor may suggest physical therapy to strengthen the muscles around your joints. If you have severe bursitis, your doctor may use a needle to remove extra fluid from the bursa. Or you might wear a pressure bandage on the area. Both treatments are sometimes used together. Your doctor may also give you a shot of medicine to reduce swelling. Some people need surgery to drain or remove the bursa. Sometimes the fluid in the bursa can get infected. If this happens, you may need medicines called antibiotics.
How can you prevent bursitis?
The following tips may help you to prevent bursitis from happening or coming back. Rest the area and avoid any activity or direct pressure that may cause pain. Apply ice or cold packs as soon as you notice pain and tenderness. Take pain relievers you can buy without a prescription, such as aspirin, ibuprofen, or naproxen. Change the way you do activities with repeated movements that may strain your muscles or joints. Protect your joints from pressure. Cushion knees or elbows on hard surfaces and wear shoes with good support that fit you well.